I want to welcome you all again to the Harmonic Health and Wellness Program. Congratulations on your success to date. I pray that you are receiving these life-changing principles that will permanently change the way you see your body and your health. The topic for this week is called self-discipline, and it's a privilege to have three-time Canadian Olympian, two-time Commonwealth Games gold medal winner, and 23-time Canadian champion, who was once ranked number one high jumper in the world, Milt Oddie. Milt now takes his skills that he learned from his career as a professional athlete and is currently using them to inspire young people to become physically active. Welcome, Milt, to the call.
Thanks very much, Kathy. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure and a privilege to have you on the call. I just hope that you can share some of the wisdom and the knowledge that you've learned over the years with the callers.
Well, I hope so.
Now, Milk, as a former Olympian, as a coach, as a motivator, what would you say is the key to self-discipline, since that's the topic that we're talking about this week?
I don't really know if there's really is a key, because every situation is different. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to find for themselves what is it that they're doing and find a reason why they're doing it. Right. For instance, I find that when I was training, my discipline was that I had to get up every day. Mm-hmm. At a certain time, I had to be at the track.
Right.
So that was set for 15 years. I was that was basically my lifestyle. 2 o'clock, I know where I was going to be.
Right.
So the discipline, I guess, after a while became very easy because it was a set part of my lifestyle.
Mm. I liked what you said initially, though. You have to find the key.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that's going to motivate you or to inspire you to reach that goal.
Yeah, and the difficult thing about finding the key is that you have to find it first before you realize that's the key.
Right.
I remember when I was coaching in the U.S., I was doing a pole vault, and every time we hit on something with one of my athletes, she says, oh, yeah, that's the key.
Right.
And I'm like, no, we don't know yet. When the door opens, we'll realize then that's the key.
Right.
All right. So, unfortunately, I think many of us, we're just looking for that one thing that's going to make the difference. Oh, yeah, this is what I need to do in order for this to happen.
Right.
Well,
we
don't realize it until after it happens.
Right.
That was the key.
Right. Because in health and fitness, you often hear, okay, on Monday, I'm going to start. I'm going to start my program. Or after I finish this last meal, or there's something that's going to get us disciplined. It's a date, or it's an event, or it's the summer, or it's a wedding date.
Yeah, and they're looking for that motivational thing to keep them going.
Right.
As a part of what I do, like I train kids day in, day out, and parents call me and says, yeah, we're going to start next week.
Right.
The first thing I say to them is that, well, there's no time like the present.
Right.
Like they'll bring their kids down to the track, and they say, well, can we start next week? I says, well, you have them here?
Right away.
Now.
Right.
But, well, they didn't wear it. Well, they can jog around in their little shorts that they have on. They can do this. We're not going to do anything all that hard. But let's get the interest going now.
I like that. And that's the same with the fitness and health, is people are waiting for a date and realizing what's that little thing that you can do right now to get you started instead of building up this big drama for this date.
Yeah, and chances are they won't show up.
Exactly. Yes. Now, you said over the 15 years it got easier.
Mm-hmm.
Did it start easy?
Oh, no. Geez, 15 years. We're talking 30 years. I'm trying to think back here now. when it started off as just something that I wanted to do. I made a decision that I wanted to be a high jumper. I went about the proper processes where, you know, I got myself a club. I got myself a coach. And then from there, my coach assisted me in these things. Well, I all of a sudden have to work on his time.
Mm-hmm.
Practice was this time. It wasn't on my time. So I had no other choice. If I wanted to meet the goals that I wanted to meet, which is, you know, in the far reaches of my mind, I was thinking Olympics. But realistically, all I wanted to be was the best high jumper in Scarborough.
Right. But you had a long-term goal.
The long-term goals were there, but it wasn't that, you know, okay, I'm going to go, I'm training for the Olympics. I was in high school. The main thought there was, you know, the next meet coming up, which was Scarborough's.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
You know, and a lot of people, I think, when they set these goals, and, you know, we're talking about discipline, but in order for us to have discipline, we have to realize where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish, right? You can't go in there and say, okay, fine, you know, I run the 100 meters right now in 15 seconds. In order for me to be the Olympian, I need to run that in 10 seconds.
Right.
Well, how real is that right now?
Hmm.
Right? You know where you want to go
to.
Yeah, small goals, exactly.
Right.
Right. I run in 15, well, maybe I can go 14:50. Right? Because the farther you are away from the goal, the faster you're going to knock the times off. The faster you're going to knock the poundages off. The faster you're going to get healthier. But as you get closer and closer to the main goal, that's when it gets harder.
Because
it becomes, okay, now, you know, if we use weight loss as an example, you know, you can lose 5-10 pounds.
Right.
But the last five it's always the hardest because now it's not just about eating. It's not just about exercise. It's not just about, it's everything combined together that's going to make that little bit of difference.
Right.
And that is the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you can't see the improvements, then you start getting discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you say, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Well, that's where the discipline comes in.
Right.
That's where you have to maintain that course because you can look back and say, well, I lost 10 pounds. Right? You're not going to lose 10 pounds all the way.
Look back on your past successes.
Exactly.
To keep you motivated.
Exactly.
That's great. That's a good point. Now, some people, and I'm actually asking myself this question as I'm asking it to you too,
mm-hmm.
is self-discipline something that some people have and some people don't, or is there a continuum of self-discipline?
I think there's a continuum. I think everybody has discipline. It's just unfortunately when we use self-discipline, it's always in a negative connotation.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Oh, you have no self-discipline.
Right, right.
You know, we all have discipline. I mean, we all have to get up and go to work in the morning. Right? Because we are disciplined that way. We all have, you know, we have a family that we have to look after. We look after them. You know, I get up day in, day out. I have to drive my kids all around. My wife has to drive my kids all around. We have that discipline that we're looking after them. Right? Now, when it comes to individual discipline, we tend to take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the discipline to do this. We don't have the discipline to do that. What I say, you have to ask yourself the question, why are you doing what you're doing?
Mm.
That's the first thing you have to ask.
Right.
How important is it? Because we will always find time to do things that we shouldn't be doing. Instead of finding reasons to do things we need to do.
It's funny how quickly time can fly when you're watching TV or something.
But when I got to get on the treadmill.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? Let me watch Law and Order.
Right.
I'll do it after that. You know, we'll find a time to do the things that we, you know. But the things that we need to do that healthier and beneficial a little bit more might be a little bit harder in the beginning.
Right.
For some reason, we'll give it up.
Now, has self-discipline ever been a challenge for you?
Has it been? I don't think so.
So let's say if it's on the continuum, you probably were always a bit higher. Just personally, is that how you've always been?
I think we all have problem with discipline in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
In other, you know, whether it's within our private lives or public lives,
right.
Or just maintaining a certain type of lifestyle. For me, over the last number of years since I've actually retired, I tend not to dwell on negative things,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's a part of my discipline is to be able to look at things and find the most positive things out of it. Back when I retired, and you know, okay, what is Miltadi going to do now? He's not retired. He's no longer a high jumper. Has he ever worked a day in his life? Realistically, he's 31 years old and he has no real job experience. Right? You know, you're going for a job interview, and they're like, you know, yeah, you're a great high jumper, but
What's
have you ever worked?
Yeah.
No.
How can that help us in our job?
Exactly. Right. And I had to battle that.
Right.
And, in fact, I went into one particular interview with one of our ministries, and I was asked that very same question. So what can you bring to the table right now?
Right.
But you've never worked.
Right.
And I left that interview feeling, oh, my geez. Well, realistically, nobody owes me a living.
Right.
Nobody asked me to become an Olympian. I chose to do that myself.
Right.
Right. And I made that conscious decision. I will never put myself in that situation again. right? So I did, and I guess you can call that the discipline, I did everything that I need so that I would never have to be in that position, that I have to go into a room to interview for something that I'm not really qualified for.
Right.
All right? So I concentrate. I could have taken that as a big negative and say, you know, well, you know, why did I do this? The country doesn't care, da-da-da-da-da-da, and all the negative things in the world can come up. Instead, I flipped that around for a positive. Okay, that was lesson number one.
Mm-hmm.
All right? How do I stop that from happening again?
Mm. It's interesting. You said you didn't really think there were specific keys to self-discipline, but I'm making notes as you're talking, and I've written down a few keys that I'm hearing from you, which I think will be great for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard you talk about the level of motivation. So you've got to be motivated to do what it is you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and this with your last job example, the motivation was to prove and to not have that experience again. So to be better than
well, really,
you were,
to understand why you're doing it.
To understand why.
Understand why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I heard about the positive also, like you have to have a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go into a situation, you can't have a fitness goal or a weight loss goal and have a negative attitude about it. So you've got to stay positive and keep encouraging yourself,
right,
is what I heard. And I also heard you say you've got to find the key, and probably that ties into motivation too.
As I say, the key is, you know, a lot of people are looking for reasons too,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're looking for that big key. They're looking for that one thing that's going to set everything aside.
Right.
And, you know, and I strongly believe, like, you know, although I've hit on all these little snippets, you really don't know until you've gotten to where you've gone that was the key, because
mm-hmm.
it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Your motivation will change. Your thought about it change. You know, the one thing that I try to do in my life is have fun in everything that I do,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's exercise, you know, and I know my wife probably, you know, hates me sometimes because I've gained, you know, when I was jumping, my jumping weight was 165, 167, around there. I retired. And, you know, 10 years later, I put myself on a scale, and I'm weighing 190, 195. You know, and I'm like, well, that's not a bad weight, you know.
Right.
It's pretty good. You know, I'm a grown man now, and, you know, boom, boom, boom. But you know what? I'd like to go down to 184, 180. And no matter, 3 weeks later, I got on the scale, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that's a good weight.
Hmm.
Right? And so I laugh with my wife, and I says, you know, I can just think about it, and it'll happen.
Right.
Right? And she's like, you know, I hate you.
Right?
But again, I guess because of the discipline
right.
through my career that, you know, I go on the treadmill every so often. I'll go a little jog. My eating will cut down. It's just my metabolism adjusts to what I'm thinking, right? So I'll eat a little bit more, eat a little less.
Hmm.
And for some reason, I tend to lose the weight.
Right.
Right? What is the key? I'm not exactly sure. But I know I'm thinking about what I do on a day-to-day basis.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds huge, because most of us, and this probably has come from your career as an athlete, most of us don't think about what we're eating. Most
mm-hmm.
of us, it's very unconscious. It's in front of a TV, or if it's because we're starving, but to actually have that, okay, this is enough, I need to cut back, and
mm-hmm.
to have the strength to do that,
well,
it's difficult for most of us.
I think when it comes to eating, I think we as a society, we eat far, far too much. And we do a lot of it in the bad food groups.
Right.
You know, I'm fortunate that my kids also keep me. You know, my youngest son, when we eat out, which we do eat out quite a lot,
right.
It's Subway.
Right.
You know, they, you know, eat fresh.
Right. They've got us with the jingle.
Right.
That's
exactly. You know, and that's what they say, you know, or it's healthy for you. You know, yeah, it's not necessarily how you want to eat. Right? But why not eat more healthier foods more often?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, you know, I'm terrible as far as eating, because I'll get up in the morning and I'm like, okay, I'm going to grab a Tim's. That doesn't happen. You know, I go from one appointment to the next, one school to the next. And 3 o'clock rolls around. I'm like, my geez, I haven't eaten anything all day.
Mm.
Right? And then I'll come home and I'll tell my wife, and she's like, you know, and I'll eat. And I'm eating. You know,
right.
So it's like I eat dinner, then I go in for a snack, and I go in for something else.
Right.
Right? But I do know when to stop.
Right, right. So that that consciousness you have, which is a I guess a form of discipline.
Yeah, unless it's seafood, obviously.
Right.
Right. Unless it's shrimp, crab, lobster.
That's your weakness. We all
then
have those.
I will eat and eat and eat and eat.
Okay, you're giving us a bit too much information. Now, and this is I'm asking your opinion here, as someone who has, I'm going to say, mastered that art of discipline. What are some of the challenges that you see in other people with their lack of discipline when they need to reach their health and wellness goals? What's our problem?
There's no goal. The goal is not realistic.
Okay.
And I see that day in, day out in athletics. I see it day in, day out when, you know, people are trying to lose weight. They bite off too much too fast.
Okay.
They want the quick fix.
Right.
They don't want to work at it. And I think the infomercials on TV have done us a great injustice. You can create great abs by not working it at all. Let the machine do it for you. Right? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I thought I lost you. Yeah. Right? And we want to work, but we don't want to do the job.
Right.
We want a machine to do it for you. You know, hard work is hard work.
There's no shortcut.
Mm-hmm. If you want better abs, you got to work the abs in order to get it. You can't get your arm does it. I mean, if you want a lawyer, you don't go to a doctor.
Right.
So you have to do the work. So you have to understand what is it that you're here to do. If you're looking to lose weight, well, it means you might have to curve your diet. It means you have to eat certain things that you might not want to eat, but you got to eat. You know, it means you might have to get on the treadmill. It means you might have to, you know, stretch. It means that there's things that you have to do to change that particular lifestyle.
Right.
To reach the goal. And make sure the goals are reasonable. If you need to lose 20 pounds, right, don't try and lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
Right.
Take your time, right? You have a lifetime to accomplish what you need to accomplish.
Right. It's interesting because even as I'm talking to you now, I've got my ear to the phone for that little nugget of, there's got to be a button that you turn on that gives you that discipline, you know. And I mean, you're being very real, and I'm hearing, you know what, it's slow, it's baby steps, it's taking the time, there's no quick fixes, which is good, but I'm so conscious of, oh, come on, there's got to be more to it than that, you know, and I've been in the industry for 20 years.
I lie to you because there is one most important thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
Like what you do.
Okay, yes. Right.
And have fun.
Okay.
Right? Whether it's exercise or whatever, find a fun thing about it.
Okay.
That is going to keep you coming back to it. I like golfing.
Right.
All right. And, you know, we go out there for 18 holes, and, you know, in the 18 holes, I'll have a million bad shots. Not quite a million, but a lot of bad shots.
Yes.
And on the last hole, you have that one that you go, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That was the shot that I was looking for. And that's what keeps you coming back,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you hit that one, you know, or, you know, in weight loss, you know, you get on the scale and you're like, wow.
Right.
You know, I lost that much,
right?
Or whatever it is that you can find to find that one little glimmer of hope.
Right.
That's going to say, you know, you're doing it.
Good.
You're doing it. It might not be huge, but it's there.
And that's such a big focus on the Harmonic Health and Wellness Program, and I'm glad you brought that up because when we think of self-discipline, we think of forcing ourselves to do this task that's just so icky. And
which goes to know why you're doing it.
Right.
Are you doing it because your friends are saying that you need to do it? Are you doing it because of external reasons?
Right.
If you're not doing it for you,
mm-hmm.
that's going to make your task even harder.
Right. And in this week four, that's exactly what we teach, is that the change should come from a place of, one, as you said, positivity and of love. You got to do it because it's something that you want to do and not because you should or you think or you saw a magazine cover.
Right. The doctor says you need to do it because of your health. Well, that's a pretty good reason.
Right. But it doesn't actually cause people to change.
No, because they will go back into their own thing because they don't quite understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I like to get up in the morning and take that deep breath. It's called breathing. I like that.
Right. That's a good motivation for change.
Right. I try to live, I'm not a health nut.
Right.
I don't go around preaching about health.
Right.
I work with kids day in, day out. My program that I run that I happen to do a little snippet of with your son at your son's birthday party.
Yes.
That's what I do. And I see the rewards that my program offers day in, day out to kids all over Ontario. And it motivates me to keep active. I mean, I myself don't have a legitimate workout. Right.
But and does it have to be? Because people have this conception that you've got to go to the gym and you've got to be on the treadmill.
No, you don't.
And you're saying
you
you're
find the time to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing it in your job.
I'm running around with the kids there, and then I leave there, and I have my own track club that I go to, and I'm running from back and forth, you know, from one station to the next. And at the end of the day, you know, like a couple of my friends, like Angela Ezienko and Desi Williams, we're at the track together, and they say, Mel, why don't you come and work out with us? I'm like, guy, are you crazy? I'm tired. Right? And they says, man, I don't know how you do it. But they don't understand that I'm actually running around.
Right.
You know, I demonstrate my things to my kids when I'm doing them. I basically, you know, run beside them. I do a lot of things that it's not, for me, it's not a structured workout plan.
Right?
But I am working out to some extent.
Mm-hmm. And I encourage people to, where can you walk? Can you do your groceries and get some exercise in when you're house cleaning,
mm-hmm.
when you're playing with the kids? Because those are the things that you're going to enjoy a whole lot more than the thought of getting up at 5 in the morning and going to the gym because
mm-hmm.
you think that that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, a couple of years ago, you know, when I was also trying to, you know, get my 10 pounds down, my daughter, who was at the time about 11, she put a workout together for me.
Mm. I love it.
Right? I mean, she says, okay, Dad, you're going to get up.
I love it.
You know, you're going to be up at this time. And you're gonna, it was in the summer, you know. She's like, okay. And she had it all written out because that's how Dad did everything.
Oh, I love
right?
it.
And so she was following me. And she put the workout together. Okay, you're going to go for a run for 20 minutes. And you're going to come back. And we're going to stretch. And, I mean, she put me through a workout one day. I couldn't let her see that I was dying.
Oh, I love it.
Right? But again, you know, if you're part of a family, you know, encourage your kids to come out with you. Because that even make it even more, because now it's not just about you.
Right.
You know, your child is seeing that you're working out and you're inspiring them to do better. Ask them to help you to come up with a workout so you have the family thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm just very, very fortunate right now that, you know, all my kids are active. You know, very, very active. Too active.
That is wonderful. And that support now, it sounds like they wouldn't ever allow you to become a couch potato because you're now accountable to all of them.
Well, I only see my couch but at 10:30 at night.
Oh, great. Well, I have one more question for you, and that's around attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't think of a better person to ask about attitude and self-discipline than a former Olympian. How important is your attitude when you're looking at your self-discipline?
I think how you look at it is the results you're going to get.
Mm.
If you look at it as work,
right.
as a chore,
mm.
You're going to end up quitting it because, you know, nobody wants to go to something that, oh, my gosh, I got to go do this now.
Right.
Right? You have to look at it as something that you got to enjoy. You have to enjoy it. Again, find something that you enjoy doing. There's a million and one exercises out there that's going to accomplish the same thing.
Yes.
Find what you like
yes.
doing. It might be I hate riding a bike. Some people love riding a bike. Right? I like running. I don't like a treadmill. You might like a treadmill. Right? You might not like lifting weights.
Right.
Right? Well, you can, you know, do push-ups. You can do other things that can accomplish the same thing. There's not one way
right.
to the same goal. There's 6,000,001 ways to do it. Find what is it that is going to allow you to be successful. Your attitude has to be a positive one at all times,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, we're going to have moments of despair. We're going to have moments that, you know, we can't do it. If you also is really interested in it, keep a journal. Write down, today I felt like crap.
Mm-hmm.
Today I didn't feel like doing it, but I did 10 sit-ups. In 6 months' time, you might read back and see that 6 sit-ups is now 100 sit-ups. Guess what? That day you don't feel like doing anything because you don't think you're getting anywhere, by reading your diary, you can see the progression. You can see that you've gotten better.
I like it. Okay.
All right? So, yes, attitude. Find reasons to succeed. Do not find reasons to fail. too many of us, we look for the reasons to fail.
Yes. I keep hearing your positive attitude coming in throughout, and we really can't be focused on those setbacks. You're so right. I also heard you talk about your goals, and earlier in the conversation you talked about having that big goal, and yours was the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
and you talked about short-term goals to get there also, which I really liked. And you mentioned looking at some of your past successes, and those past successes would help you at the times where you're not feeling that motivated.
Exactly.
So you've got your short term, which is going to pump you up and give you that encouragement that you need, and then you've got that vision, that picture, that gold at the end of the rainbow that you're working towards. Oh, that is so good.
Thanks.
Milt, is there any? We're just about done. Is there anything else that you can give us just to wrap up this conversation around self-discipline? Is there anything that you want the listeners, anything else you want the listeners to know about disciplining themselves?
Don't take yourself so seriously.
Have fun.
Have fun. I guess that comes out in everything I do, huh? It's hard. Things in life are hard.
Mm-hmm.
But later on when you look back, it's fun.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun to accomplish things that you set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a chance. Positive, positive, positive.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many negatives
right.
that we can rely on.
Right.
But find the positive sides of it, because you're the one that's going to be hurting from it later on. If you quit now, you will quit something else, and you will quit something else, and you'll quit something else. Just because it's hard now, find some way, some other way to do it. Don't just give up on it. Just find some other way. Because if you don't enjoy it, find a way to enjoy it.
Right. So enjoy the journey.
Yep.
That is excellent advice, Milton. Thank you so much. I know you're a very busy man, and I just want to thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Can you tell us just maybe in 30 seconds a little bit more about the organization in case anybody's interested in what you do with the children?
Oh, International Fun and Team Athletics is a multi-sport core skill development program that started off in the UK about 30 years ago,
yes.
moved here in Canada about 3 to 4 years ago, and I basically run the program in Canada. What we do is that we go into elementary schools and right now secondary schools, and we give a kid, 75 minutes at least
yes.
of fun running, jumping, throwing. Basically, we're working on the overall core skills.
Yes.
And we've been very, very successful in it right now, to where over the last 3 years we've hit 60,000 kids all over Ontario.
Wow.
And been readily working in about 600 schools in the greater GTA.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it okay if I'm going to put some of the information on the program if anybody wants some more information?
Oh, please, we
to have
welcome it. Well, the thing is, we really don't advertise. Our success is based on word of mouth.
Yes.
One teacher talking to another teacher, talking to another teacher. Right now, my goal is to be in, for the next year, this school year, over 150 to 200 schools.
Hmm.
All right. So I've got a lot of work to do.
Well, that's good.
So if we can get
children,
the word out there,
you.
Tell the teachers to call me and book us in.
Yes, mm-hmm. I will. I will. And I loved what you did at my son's birthday party. Got
mm-hmm.
We had a fit and active birthday party. We still enjoyed the cake, but
mm-hmm.
it was active. So I really appreciate
it. Yeah, it was kind of nice, wasn't it?
Yes. Thank you again, Milton.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.